Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. You know, I have to tell you, over the last little bit, we've been hanging out doing our thing, but I will tell you what is going on in real time in my world at the moment is I have just arrived back from traveling to good old Mexico, and I'd like to share that with you. And if you hang out with us on our different radio station, maybe I should say radio stations, because it is a plural thing, you kind of realize that we were hanging out talking about some of the different things, specifically on the Rated R Safety Show, about what was going on when we were down in Mexico and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you want to kind of take a look-see at that, you're more than welcome to. All you have to do is go to RatedRSafetyShow.com. You can find all of the episodes right there allocated for you if you're so inclined to do so. So I will have to tell you that today's episode, I am going to owe you some time. I don't really want you to think about it in any way, shape, or form other than that. But also at the same time, I wanted to have a brief discussion with you. Because we can already say that we are at the midpoint of the year, give or take by a few days. And this is essentially the beginning of summer, depending on how you want to take a look at it. So now that we're in so far into the year, I know that a lot of people sit back and they have the New Year's resolution thing and they sit back and they have all this plans and agendas of what they want to do for the year. And that's a good thing because, you know, some people need goals for it not to be a wish list, but a goal of actually what they want to accomplish. So I get it. That makes sense to me. But how often do you check your list? How often do you go back and say, okay, this is what I need to do. Maybe this is not what I need to do, and so on. So here's the gig. You know, and I know that we normally spend about 30 minutes together or so on these things as we have these conversations. But what I would like to do today, if you're keen to it, if you're okay with doing this, I don't want to do a full 30 minutes. And now that I'm trying to run away on the timeline, I just don't want to do 30 minutes because here's what I have in mind. What if you pull out that list of the goals that you wanted to accomplish this year and you take a look at them and you go, okay, this is what I was planning on doing. How far ahead am I on accomplishing these goals? Now, if you take a look at this list and you come to the realization right away that you are not as far along in this timeline as you were expecting, maybe it's time to redo some of these things that you had planned out. And I mean adapting with the amount of time that you have left. Now, if this consisted of getting new knowledge by going to do coursework or reading books or something along those things are easily adjustable. But this is the stuff that I would love for you to spend the rest of the time or the remainder that we would normally have on an episode thinking about putting yourself to good work in regard to getting this accomplished. I think it's important to make sure that we are living within the goals that we had planned out. Because that's the thing. What you will realize as time changes, what's going to change around you is the knowledge that you gain and the experiences you've been through. It's kind of the way that it goes. I heard that many, many years ago, and I still believe it to be true today. I normally attempt to accomplish reading minimally one book a month and trying to gain knowledge in stuff that I'm not super familiar with. for the purpose of doing it, for I can have better understanding of other things that I'm normally not accustomed to. And I will tell you, my book library is quite different than most. They don't consist of all one thing. And now I will tell you, I don't go into the fiction books. That's something very rarely that I touch. I might jump on one of those once every 2 to 3 years, maybe even longer than that, maybe closer to 3 to 4. But it's something to think about. So with that being said, this is pretty much going to be it for today. Sit there if you can, and if you want to, of course, because that's going to be the other thing. Sit and think about the goals that you had assigned for this year and how far along you are and what you need to do to adjust the timeline, if anything, to get to where you want to get to. Don't worry, I will get you back with some fuller episodes, but I wanted to do this to make sure that it is something that we did discuss today. So, especially with it being the beginning of the summer here in the United States. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.